And you, huge congratulations. Once again, Avebury has delivered. Just talk us through that cross-country course and how you felt it went.
I thought it went very, very well. I started off a little quieter than I normally would with him. I normally start off at the same speed I finish on him. But I knew we had quite a bit in hand, so I thought, don't be stupid and do something silly at the beginning. Get into a rhythm, and that costs you seconds, you know. And I had to sort of sprint him from 7 minutes to home, which if I had ridden him like normally, we wouldn't have to do that. But, you know, he done it happily, and we went clear, so that's the main thing.
Because I guess time was always going to be an issue, wasn't it?
Yeah, but he's probably, I think he's been here 5 times now, and he's been inside the time most of them. I had a stop once with him when he was only 9, and I think he still only had 2 time faults. So, yeah, he's definitely no slouch. And last year, as far as I was concerned, there was only myself inside the time with Calico Joe and him, and he did it very, very easily, very easily.
Any combinations in particular that stood out for you?
I think the moon fence, the moon, the sun, and the globe, or whatever they call it, that rode very, very big. And for me, that took a lot of effort out of the horses compared with what we had there last year. This year, well, I know with him, I came away feeling like he jumped some big jumps, which isn't normal, you know, in the first 3 minutes with him. You know, so I think that perhaps unnerved a lot of horses, and then they started to get the penalties a little after that. You know, the Discovery Valley one is always difficult, but I thought that was easier this year to the corner. I thought that felt much easier. The First Water Complex, for me, felt a lot harder. A bit more intense because the jumps were closer together, and I think that's where Mark Phillips has been clever. He might not have changed a lot, but what he did change, the majority of it, I think made it a bit harder. And it's good course designing.
And what about the conditions and the ground?
Conditions perfect, perfect.
Let's look at
after riding last week at the World Equestrian Games on Nareo, who can normally out gallop Avebury. After 1 minute with Nareo, I was kicking and squeezing, and just to go between the jumps, it was so deep, you know, and it was a pleasure to ride around here, to be honest.
Let's look ahead to tomorrow, all to play for. You must be really relishing the challenge then of the final phase show jumping.
Well, I don't know about relishing the challenge. I'd rather, you know, be able to have half a dozen rails in hand, and you know, but it's part of the game, and all I can do is ride to my best ability, him to jump to his best ability, and what will be, he's very capable of winning it.